Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Holy smokes, holy smokes, holy smokes. Look at us.
Oh, yeah.
We are here in the Den, CSN Coyote Event Center. This is our first trip. I hope you guys can hear us. I think the final product is going to be better. I don't think it's going to hear much, but they're going to see us.
Yeah.
Try to figure out what we're doing by our hand motions, right?
Yeah.
When Mikey laughs, it means I said something funny. We are here. This is the Doodoo and Foo Show. No logo, but it's okay. Show number 46.
Yeah.
I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
Michael James, Christopher Foley Foo.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to stare at the back of our domes a little bit.
Yeah.
We're here at the CSN Event Center.
Yeah.
We have our women's volleyball team with their new coach, Coach K, Coach Contessa Bryant. She's doing a inter-squad / alumni night.
Okay.
So I see a bunch of alumni. The alumni are in the gray. The inter-squad is white and blue. So the white and blue teams that are currently playing, that's our team this year.
There
so
you go. Good.
Very excited to have a new fresh look out here. A new fresh face. And we just decided that we were going to film from the gym.
There we go. Perfect.
I mean, this is going to be the camera that that we put the show on later. So that's the one I care most.
Gotcha.
Listen, Instagram, I apologize. You probably can't hear anything. A lot of energy in here. A lot of music in here.
Yeah, the music, yeah.
The music is going. Yep. Something fun. We're gonna try to try something different. We're trying something different.
Yeah, there we go.
And we thank you guys for tuning in and watching the show. So 46, I got nothing.
Dan, the only two people I can come up with, and they're Bears, and I don't even know if they. For some reason, I want to say the guy's name is Doug Plank. Remember last week we mentioned Gary Fentz at 45?
Yes.
Yeah. He was a safety. Doug Plank was on that same 85 Bears team that won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Defensive back. I think he was 46. And I think later maybe Dave Durison was 46,
okay.
who ended up playing with the Giants. Well, he might have been 26. But that's the only thing that entered my mind.
So football is the only sport that's probably going to pull a 46, right?
Yeah. For the most part.
I did, since we're out of the studio, let's see number 10. I'm going to see if I can pull up some names here.
Pull up the roster?
Yeah, number 10 here for the serve, little jump serve. Nice action on the serve. Yeah, you know me, I love volleyball. So yeah, 46 is tough. I thought football, no basketball 46 at all.
No,
I can't think of baseball.
No.
And I was even trying to go through the teams that I root for, and that's all I could come up with, if they are even 46.
Yep.
Well, I'll check that later.
Well, who knows? 46 we knew was going to be tough.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to think ahead to 47, but I feel like 47, 48, 49 are going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
But 40. Then we get into the big 5-0. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit, we just had Showtime here. Yeah. Let's tell the folks who Showtime is for those that don't know.
Showtime, we've known Showtime his name is Steve McDonald. He's the PA announcer.
He wears many hats.
Many hats here. It's for CSN Sports.
Yep.
He was here for a little bit.
Yeah.
He joined us in some food. You know, a belated happy birthday to him. It was his birthday last week. He's going to join us sooner or later on the show here.
Yeah, he promised. He said he had to be more prepared, which you and I kind of laughed at a little bit, right?
Yeah, because as you know, as we know too, this is all off the cuff here.
Yeah, it's all off the cuff. And I was saying before, for those of you, usually I have like, you know, blind rankings or top 10 and all that. We're going to just fly by a seat of our pants today as we enjoy some of this new volleyball team. I am going to, I'm trying my best to quickly connect because I do want to pull up this roster. But as I'm doing that, I'll tell you, we talked a little bit about the basketball team.
Yeah.
We had our big preseason team meeting today, a little over two, not quite 3 hours. Go over all the expectations, whether it be travel, what to wear, how to act in class. Of course, we go over. That was Danny. I know Danny. We go over all the things that I don't like to leave any stone unturned. Yeah. So there's not a lot of questions, even though the players had a ton of questions, which is great.
Sure.
We had a great meeting, and we start. Oh, look at that! Score. You know, back in the day when I used to coach, it was back in the day. When you served, the ball couldn't hit the net.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now you can hit the tape and roll over, it's play.
Yeah, okay.
All kinds
of
different
rules. Glad you answered that question for me.
No.
Yeah.
There's so many different rules. You used to be able to block the serve. Jesus, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We had a good good meeting. All the freshmen got to kind of hear some of the rules and regulations, I guess. And then, like I said, we go over offense, defense. I don't want to give away too much on the podcast in case some of the other coaches are watching. Not happening. I'm excited. We got 11 young female athletes that are ready to go. School starts Monday. And our PEX class, which is basically off-season workouts, also starts Monday. So we'll jump right in and go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, I know they're excited for that.
Yeah, no, they're very excited.
Schedule's out.
Schedule is out.
Yeah.
Got a very nice, did you see the non-conference schedule on Instagram?
I did, yes.
The goofy little coloring book, the coloring.
I don't know if I saw that. I got to take a look at that.
Yeah, I'll show you when we get done here.
I saw it. I'm glad I can catch a few of the games.
Yeah.
For all of my days off this year.
Yeah. We do. It's timeout. Coach Wes with the early timeout. 15-10.
Oh, I tell you what, though. I seen the the times of the games, and I'll be able to. I'll probably miss the first quarter by the time I get here.
Yeah. We're a half hour later than Scenic West.
Yep, which is good, which helps out, gives me time to get here.
Yep.
But we're gonna get Steve on here before too long. He had a good reason why he couldn't make it today. But,
For sure. Yeah, he's actually gonna be a lot of fun.
He's gonna be fun. He can tell you what goes into all of it, being able to do the PA and how he prepares for the names that might be I don't want to say difficult, maybe difficult, but unusual that you, the last name that you, you don't see every day.
Yeah, oh,
he'll tell you how he goes into preparing to say that name.
Trust me, you've seen how many Hawaiians I've had over the year, you know, and it's some of those names, even the in, you know, visitors' names, but Steve's a pro. He does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know, the carryover we always talk about from Bonanza, you from Bonanza, Steve working at Bonanza, Mona and Bo from Bonanza, like the whole Bonanza crew. Now we got Tracy Bird's sister Lori over here from Bonanza.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. All right, I'm trying to really struggling here. This would have been great. I've got to figure this out because to be able to look stuff up quickly is going to be
come up with. Yeah, in the meantime,
it's csncoyotes.com.
Well, I can just go right to the volleyball team.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we're talking about the food that we had today.
So, that is one thing I do want to talk about. So, I'm sitting here. Let me see. Safari. I got the name of the place here. So, you know, we do our food thing. I'm sitting here. I had no idea where we were going to get the food. No clue, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, let me just drive down the street. But, you know, we go down Craig. We know there's a lot of food down Craig. But I went down Las Vegas Boulevard down here this way.
Yeah, not Boulevard. Going south.
Going south.
Yeah, going south.
So I get on, and I see this sign. And it's a neon sign. And I saw it last week, and I'm like, oh, Italian food. I'm going to get it for Mike. I'm going to get him some Italian food. Now, what color would the neon sign be?
It should be red, white, and green.
Red, white, and green.
That's right. I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
You know, because you just ate it.
Yeah.
So I'm all excited. I'm like, I got an Italian place. I'm trying to remember spaghetti and meatballs. Like, what are we doing?
That should be the roster.
And so, yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Where's Danny?
No, this is. What was that last year's?
2025. They might be wearing different numbers.
Okay.
Because that's Danny, and they have Danny in here as
13. Okay, that's right.
Okay. So I go in.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the name of the place. I just saw the colors. I'm like, hey, Italian, spaghetti and meatballs. Give me a little. I was going to hook it up. And I went in there.
Yeah.
Mexican food.
There you go.
Same colors, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Just they switched right.
The spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. So I walk in and I'm like, what happened? Like, but I'm excited because, you know, I love good Mexican food. Man. That was tasty.
That was a good spot, Dan. You found a good spot. Very, very enjoyable, man. That's definitely can do that again. There's no doubt about that.
Oh man, we got a pork, pork torta. That's the sandwich.
Yeah,
absolutely phenomenal. If I just start walking off set, I'm going to finish my sandwich. And then we got four crispy. I can't remember the name of the tacos, but I'm going to let you pronounce the name of the place.
They were good.
Let's hear it.
Biaria. Rinconcito. Rinconcito or Jalisco.
Listen, I can tell you what I'm going to do. Before the next show, I'm going in there and asking them how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you're out here at North Las Vegas, Biaria, Rinconcito,
Jalisco.
Oh, look at now. See how much better this sounds.
The music's not even playing either. I don't know.
This is perfect. Oh, here's Brett. Brett Taylor. Brett. We got Brett. We got a Brett sighting. no, that's fantastic. That was such good food. I know you couldn't eat too much, but a couple bites were pretty good.
But what I ate was good. I had a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Rice, beans, chips on top of what you mentioned.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So that's cool. Definitely, you can go back to that. That's
that
a top
good.
10 of everything that we've had so
far. I'm going to give that an 8.5, 9.
8.5, 9, yeah, solid, absolutely.
I will absolutely not go below an 8.5. But here, you should have seen my face. I'm cool. Mexico, let's go. Yeah. Line it up. I wasn't going to go anywhere else. I'm already a little behind time. But I'll tell you, fantastic.
Yeah.
Steve, when Steve's on the show,
yeah,
he's going to have to talk about two meals, because technically here, folks, is if you eat the food, you got to do the show. But we're going to let Steve slide on this one.
Yeah.
And so next time, when Showtime is on the show, he's going to have to review Maria Racacito
Jalisco.
He's going to have to pronounce that. And so we'll get that cooking. All right, who is that? Those numbers. Oh, I lost it. I don't know why I can't connect there. So let's see. Let's go over the roster. Let's give them some love. I hope you guys come down. I believe we only have 6 or 7 home matches this year. First year Coach K decided to do a lot of away tournaments. Kind of got the job, I don't want to say late, but, you know, didn't have a full year to recruit and everything. So, schedule-wise, she decided to just play only home matches or league matches.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see Arizona Western come in, all the heavyweights come in. Let's see. Let's go around the horn here. Let's give them some love. And we got number 3, Emma Albright. Number 1, Tia Alafupo. And Tia's over there, a returner. I wonder if she's going to be a captain this year. From Liberty High School.
Oh.
A libero. Heck of a player. There's a lot of good players on here. I don't want to miss anybody. Number 11, Sydney Anderson. Number 6, Caden Boggs. I believe Caden Boggs is signed today from Centennial High School. Number 7, Kamori Combs. 2, Libby Ferrario. Apologize if I tear these up. Number 4, Paige Gates from Shadow Ridge. Number 10, Gianna Jackson from Canyon Springs. Number 12, D. Marilyn Millivar. Millivar. Freshman from Cimarron Memorial. Number 14, Madison Ortiz from Basin Academy. Number 21, Isabella Piera Linguela from Pinecrest Academy. Number 13, Danny Robinson from Palos, the returner. Looks to do some big things. Number 5, Reagan Vint from Coronado High School. So
okay.
Right. The whole valley is kind of represented.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Coach K has been coaching quite a while, but she played Division I at Mississippi Valley State.
Oh, yeah. Does that ring a bell?
We just talked about it.
Isn't that...
I got brain fog from all the good food.
The receiver. Isn't that where Jerry Rice went?
Is that where he went? I think it is.
Is that the school?
That is Missouri.
Something like that, I think.
2-time preseason... Well, it's the SWAC, which is where Destiny Brown played at Alcorn State. Same
thing. Yeah.
She's 2-time preseason player of the year. Led the nation in service aces.
Wow.
Holy.
Wow.
Coach K, way to go.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's big time.
That's huge, yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, let me get back to the roster here. Let's see who's up. We got number 16 with a little jump float. And it's funny, as the assistant AD, let's see if I can get this person up. 16, where are you at? Where are you at, 16? She might be, these numbers might be off a little bit. I think they are.
And that might not be final.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? I think because they have to use so many jerseys because they're letting the... There you go. Celebrate.
And that is this year's, right? Because Coach K is on there, and this is the first year, so that's this year.
Yeah, it is. And Danny, I know for sure, is a sophomore.
Yeah, okay.
And Coach West is on here, and he's new this year. So
there you go. Okay.
Yeah, but exciting. You know, as you know, many people know, is volleyball is like, that's one of my favorite sports. Yeah. Yeah. I coached it for many years. I played it. My brother and I and Georgie Thomas, back when I was young, we used to play in the Cohog tournament, play beach volleyball. So excited to see the new team take shape. My suggestion to Coach K was build your foundation on cement, not sand.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is as you build a program is be focused on everything, including winning, but be focused on all the little things to start your program off the right way.
Okay.
You know, the wins are going to come. The wins are going to come.
Yeah, yeah.
They may very well be this year.
Yeah, you never know.
The wins may come this year.
I don't know.
But I don't want, as a first-year coach, I don't want her to overemphasize that if we don't win, we're no good. You're going to build a program. If you plan on being here, you got to build it in cement.
Yeah.
So, you know, some value there, hopefully. Good group of girls so far. Young women, they're college, so we don't call them girls anymore. Young female athletes. Exciting stuff.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's a good, it's a good match here.
Yeah, 23-19. I don't know if the camera can see it, but 23-19.
Playing hard, man.
White has made a little comeback. Got to serve tough here. You got to serve tough. Outside hitter. Got to cover. Hey, Coach West. Coach West. You got to cover the drop there. Yeah, you got to cover it.
Come on.
Come on. Let's go, lady. So we got match point for blue. Here it is. They might celebrate if they score here. Tough little serve. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what a save.
That's what Tia does, man. That's what she is, the defensive specialist libero. Yeah. She'll play every single ball. Another one.
She dropped it. Oh!
She's from Hawaii, too, as well, Mike. She actually just got back to town.
Did she? Okay.
Got bit by, stung by a jellyfish when she was home.
That's not good. That's not good.
But look at her. She touches. She's going to be involved in every play. Look at her.
Oh,
almost got it.
Trying to see the angle on that.
I think they're getting a good amount of it. I really do. I think you and I are on the outside of the.
Yeah.
This one, we can pretty much forget about. It's a good angle, but they can't hear a word we're saying.
I'm trying to see like on the camera.
Can't have a service error here. Here we go.
Trying Danny to catch the angle there.
Out.
Yeah, this is. This is actually a Friday night we're on now. This is a Friday night.
This is the first one?
Friday?
I don't remember. We probably have one.
I came from work before, but you know what? Though I had Thursdays and Fridays off. So we've done Fridays before.
Yeah.
Well, I used to have Thursday Fridays off.
Yeah, you're right.
But I came from work today, right? This is a Friday.
Okay, Danny. Here we go. Look at that. 22-24 now. There I am. The coach in me comes out. I don't know what Coach West is telling her. You got to serve tough, but you got to keep it in play. So if you don't put it in play, they don't even have to be on the court to win it. So you got to put it in play. It's a great serve.
There you go.
Nice pass. Out of system. Good block. Here we go. Look at this.
Okay.
Coach West.
Explain if these viewers can see the clock. I don't know if they can't. But what's the clock? There's a minute and 15 seconds.
So a minute and 15 seconds is if somebody calls a timeout. That's how long the timeout's
there
are. There's 75 seconds.
Gotcha.
So it's ready to go as soon as they call a timeout.
Okay.
Boom, the clock starts. Got to put it in play.
Okay.
Oh, all right. They're out of system a little bit. It's a down ball. Not bad. Good pass.
Now
keep it in play. There it is.
Now they're up by one. Do you got to win the match by two?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, she got it
saved that. What a heck of a save that was. That was a good dig there. Wow.
That was good. And blue team, if you're watching this later, Wes has got some energy, huh?
I was just going to say, they're going to get this point here. They were just rolling. They were just going their way.
Just you like rooting for the comeback kids.
Yeah, that's
so. The good thing is CSN is going to win no matter who scores here,
right?
Blue or white. We're gonna look at this. Look at this. What a save! Wow.
Outside hitter.
Oh.
All right.
So now all these people in the stands, are these are alumni and family members?
I would say probably a huge majority of them are family members of the current players. We do a home scrimmage versus the Dallas All-Star team.
Yeah.
Coach P and Hitler Girls. And we open it up. There's no tickets. It's free. So we do the same thing. Just a chance for, you know, a chance for the family members. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Now it's the alumni's turn. This is some heavy hitters for the alumni.
That was good. That was that was a heck of a match right there.
Yeah,
good
anytime game. You go extra. Oh, I forgot to shake hands. There you go. Shake hands with your teammates. I love it. Yeah, I'd say that's probably mostly family members.
Okay.
And yeah, so. So that's it. That's match number one in the books. Boy, what do you got? What are we talking about here, bud?
You know, I was going to ask you, seriously, you coach basketball, volleyball,
yeah,
right? What other sports, we may have talked about this before, but not everybody knows, what other sports have you coached, or have you coached any other sports?
It's a great question. I have, and actually it was on my slideshow today to my players, but I give a little bit a little bit about coach, you know, where I've been, what I've done, just so they know, you know, you like to know where your coach has been.
Sure.
I tell them about the, you know, the IBL and the ABA and all the A1 guys.
Right, right.
And then I put up a picture of me coaching a really good volleyball bonanza team, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I talk about that. Now, Sophie Cram went to BYU, and Fasadi went to Metro State. Ricky Rudd went to Utah Tech. And, you know, a lot of kids, Sammy Spellman went to Cal Poly, played in the club program. And then I put a picture up of me coaching field hockey.
There you go.
It's not even a sport out here.
No.
Like people don't even, I say field hockey, they don't even know what it is.
I know.
And my really good friend, Jane Norton, who we just saw the day we left the Cape, that's Trent's godmother.
Okay.
We surprised her at work. She's a retired principal, school principal, and took a new job at a school as like a, what do you call it, like a advisor or, you know, something like that. So she was the head coach. I was the assistant. I coached JB. The first ever field hockey game I've ever seen, the first full game I'd ever seen, I was coaching.
Explain that one.
I'm saying, like, it's not like I had seen a million field hockey games and then got into coaching. I had never watched.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The whole game. Yeah. The first full game I ever watched, I was coaching. How about that? And we went, that varsity team went undefeated.
Okay.
We were 15-0-3. So you can tie in field hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had no losses, 15 wins and 3 ties. One of the top teams in the state. I only did it 1 year because then I moved back here. But I'll tell you, I learned so much about another sport, and I picked up a lot of the little intricate things and a lot of the, you know, the ways Jane Norton, how she coached a different sport and the motivation techniques. I stole a ton from her. And, you know, I think coaches can learn a lot from other sports and other coaches.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now growing up,
yep.
What are the sports that you play?
Yeah. Okay.
If you didn't play basketball and got into basketball, what would have been the sport?
Well, I'm going to go to mine, but I'm going to tell you my brother's story is a little bit better than mine. Okay. I'll tell you mine. Pat actually went to college, my brother, yep. and played college baseball.
Baseball, okay. Yep.
And basketball. He played both sports in college.
Yep.
But growing up as a youth, as a young player, he might have been a better hockey player than the two of them. But baseball was where... No, he was a very good basketball player.
Yeah, he could shoot, right?
Could shoot the ball, could jump his tail off. His nickname was Dr. Dunk. And that was... They were making little cartoons of him in the local newspapers every time you get a dunk.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It was a cool cartoon that they made. I have it. I'll just show you. It's a picture of a beautiful backboard. It's a handwritten, hand-drawn cartoon. Beautiful backboard with a sign that says no dunking, like underneath it. And then the next slide of the cartoon, the backboard's busted, twisted, broken, and the sign has spray paint that says PS was here. Pat Savage was here. So Pat did he went pretty far with baseball.
I mean, okay.
He did the senior Babe Ruth. And,
Oh, yeah. You
know, he was a first baseman, could hit the ball. He played for the Pirates. Like, I remember his teams. So that's Pat. Me, I did similar. I played minor league baseball. This was never very good. Throw them out in right field.
Yeah.
I couldn't hit the ball. I had fun. I was on some really good teams, but terrible, right? Afraid of the ball. I was the kid that I stood in the batter's box and the pitch came.
You were bailing out. Yeah, you're bailing out.
Every pitch.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, that pitch could have been 10 feet that way. I'm bailing out that way. I did not want to get hit by the pitch.
You say minor league ball, now.
No.
Now, that's the divisions out there. Like when Pat played Pirates, he played divisions and stuff that goes on out there on the East Coast.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's little kids, little kids baseball.
Yeah.
So I did that for a little bit. I never did hockey.
Okay.
Obviously huge in the Northeast Boston area.
Yeah.
So I really didn't play any other sports until I got to high school. My freshman and sophomore years, I played tennis.
Okay.
So freshman and sophomore year, I played tennis.
Yep.
And was pretty good. I still love tennis.
Yeah.
Of course, basketball. I love playing basketball. Volleyball, you don't just go play pickup volleyball.
No,
right?
It's tough.
But as far as going and playing a sport right now, if you said, hey, I got tennis rackets, let's go, I'm there 10 out of 10 times.
Okay.
I love playing tennis.
Okay. Right.
And I'm actually pretty good because I got stupid long arms. So, and I don't play fancy. I keep the ball in play.
Yep.
And Natasha over here, we're going to talk about here, number 5.
Okay.
Yep. She played at SUU, Southern Utah University.
Yeah, she was standing off to the side of it. But yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, she was the first, I believe, the first Division I player in CSN volleyball history.
Really?
When she signed, yeah.
And which coach, you said?
Yes. Southern Utah University, okay. Yep. SUU. Coach Jess Deal was the coach, and I believe that was the first Division I volleyball player. She hits the case off the ball.
Oh, she just spiked that one pretty good.
And she probably hasn't played in a long time.
Yeah.
She I stay in pretty good contact with her through social media, and she's now a bodybuilder.
Really?
And she's won like 2 or 3 competitions.
Okay, good for her.
She's ripped. She is ripped. And she got into her journey when Julie got into her running journey.
Yeah, yeah.
So she'd send me a message and be like, I just love how your wife just picked this up at 51. And I'm like, you're an inspiration to her. So I showed Julie some of her stuff. And Julie's like, who's that? Played volleyball her whole life. And now she's in the fitness competitions.
God, it's good. Good for her.
Hold this.
Yep. Dan, I think Dan might try to do a serve here. Let's see what he's got going on. Oh, a little underhand serve. There we go. You never lost.
You almost did. You almost did the show solo. She said, "Can you play with us? You need one more."
You never lost it.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So those were your sports growing up playing. Then. Okay.
So yeah. Oh yeah. So I played tennis. I was pretty good. Our team, our high school team, had some really good players. So on the ladder, it's the ladder system in tennis.
I don't think I ever got higher than like fourth, third, or fourth. I was never the one or two guy ever. Freshman, sophomore. If I stuck with tennis, I think I could have been pretty good. Then my junior year, I didn't do anything but basketball. Actually, I didn't do much basketball either. That was the year I got my car accident.
Yeah.
So very little basketball either. Yeah. And my senior year, I ran track. And we all did it.
Yeah.
The senior boys is basketball finished. We're done with high school basketball. So I did the high jump. Come on, ball. So I did the high jump, and it was funny. I did the high jump and the long jump, and my coach, Jerry Zarnetsky, is my coach. And he used to be like, all right, Dan, I want you to go do a 12-mile run. I'm like, coach, I do the high jump. I'm not running anywhere. And he'd be like, all right, just go do 5 miles. So I'd run up to the gym and play basketball for about 5 miles.
12-mile run.
Five. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Love him. Yeah. I may be exaggerating a little bit, but he'd tell me to go on this long distance run, and I'm like, it's not happening.
You didn't sign up for long distance. You're sprints. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the extent. Like I said, I did play some beach volleyball. My brother and I played the tournament on the Cape. And
okay.
You know, what about you? Outside of basketball.
I played 3 out of 4 major sports.
Yeah.
Baseball, basketball, football growing up.
Yep.
As a kid.
And how was football out here when you were a kid? See, we didn't have football when I was a kid. Outside of high school.
That was organized. Pop Warner.
Yep.
Man, we played at the local high schools out here.
Yep.
Practiced at the junior highs for the most part. Played at the high schools. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Nice.
I got knocked around a couple of times. Kind of got hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Probably got a concussion at some point, I'm sure. So I just remember just not feeling right a couple of times playing ball. But
yeah.
And I'm just like you with an injury. I missed 1 year because of a hernia. And then basketball and baseball.
And then as an adult, we all know.
As an adult, I played a lot of softball, right?
Yeah,
after that.
Yeah.
And still played a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
After
of course,
that.
Until we met, right?
Until we met, right? And then I tried soccer for a season.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't
an option for us. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah. See, but your high school and where you're from and all that.
Yeah.
And then I did run track also, ran the sprints.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
100, 200, the 4x relay.
Yeah.
I ended up, and not to my doing, I ended up on the mile relay, right? Because they needed somebody. I don't know why the coach picked me. So it's the last, and I had the last leg. So I had the last leg of the last event of the day. Meaning I got to stick around for, and I didn't want, right? And the one mistake I made, Dan, the first time the coach put me on that mile relay, and I was the last leg.
Yeah.
I bring us back from last, dead last, to second.
Nice.
There was no shot of catching the guy that was at first.
Yeah.
And because of that, he stuck me on kept me on the team, which I didn't want to do the mile relay.
Yeah, you should have dogged it.
We only know one way to go at it, right?
So.
Yep, but the last leg of the last event of the day. So I went from running my events, maybe sticking around as long as I wanted to, or just getting out of there. So I had to stay around.
Oh, wow.
I had to stick
around.
Now
you're proud of the team. That's awesome. I like that.
But I played all those sports, basketball, football, baseball.
So I had a similar story, but not a similar result. Is we were at a Ponequod High School, and we didn't have enough runners for the 100, right? And,
you know,
those guys are lightning fast. I was not... Probably Julie will tell you I'm still not the best runner and sprinter, right?
Yeah.
And so they lined me up and they put me in the first heat against the fastest ones. Look to my left, there's this kid named Thad Lopes. It's about 6'5". Looks like Carl Lewis. Little light skin, green eyes. The reason I remember him is because he also played basketball. And he's what nightmares are made of. Like one of the fastest kids to ever shoot up in New England, right? And he's next to me. Buddy, when I tell you he ran across that finish line, and I don't think I had moved yet. And I come in dead last.
Just a dorky little skinny basketball player.
No, I'm like, coach, I can't run the 100. He's like, we need you. I'm like, okay. Dead last.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, he gave it a shot.
Can't even stop. Yeah. Shot. So yeah, I see a couple familiar faces out there from the last few years. I love that they do this, you know. Volleyball has been a sport here, I believe, for about 10 years.
I was going to ask how long it's been here. But you said that, yeah.
Yeah, they were the third sport. So baseball and softball, obviously, have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
They added, I believe they added softball when I was still at Bonanza because their first coach was from Las Vegas High School.
Okay.
Her name is escaping me. It'll come back. And I just remember going, whoa, like she left, going to coach at the college. And one of my players, JC Johnson, who played for me, came here and played at CSN. So,
okay.
Yeah, it could be 10, 11 years, the third oldest program here. So I think they've had enough where they could do it. She goes, hit the ball.
She smokes that ball.
I'm excited to get to that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Point with basketball. Now, as you see, Sunday summers on Thursday nights, I have about any given night, I could have 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Probably 7. You know, KJ comes back.
And, yeah.
Bree comes back. And Charmaine comes back.
Yeah.
And now D. Brown comes back.
Jordan
and,
came back.
Jordan right. came back. Paige yeah. came back. Aaliyah came back.
Yeah.
So that's a heck of an alumni.
Yeah.
Team.
Oh, yeah.
You, listen, let's talk about that. D. Brown, Charmaine, Jordan, Aaliyah, Paige, KJ.
Those are all the girls
Bree.
That come here, yeah.
I mean, that would be who I'd have to go up against. That's a heck of a team. I still like our chances. I like our chances.
Miss
my alumni, though.
Oh, yeah.
I just talked to KB today.
Yeah.
She's down at Palm Beach State.
Okay.
Palm Beach State.
Somewhere in Florida.
Palm Beach Pacific, I think.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, I had to do some ball shagging.
No, that's all good.
Yeah, I talked to KB today. She was cracking me up, telling me some stories. I saw Faith got on campus today in Alaska. I picked her up on Instagram holding up her jersey. So Faith, and they're all the way, man. All Kayla, I just reposted a picture. She's down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Doing some reading to some kids, doing some community service. It's a good time to be a Coyote, man.
Yeah,
it is.
It's exciting.
Soccer has an away match tonight. Truckee Meadow up in Reno.
Okay. Yep.
And they play tonight, men and women, and they play tomorrow, men and women.
Good.
So we're all gas, no brakes, man.
No, that's good, man. And it's good to see the college getting it going with all these sports and you're moving up in class over the years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I went here years ago, it was community college.
Yeah. It was actually years ago. It started off as Clark County Community College.
Clark County Community College.
The four C's, which is ironic because on the Cape, it's the same thing. We have Cape Cod Community College. Then they actually call it Four C's. Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, so we just we opened a 50-year time capsule.
Oh, nice.
What was it 3-4 years ago? Supposedly, there's one at the baseball field that Tim Chambers buried somewhere in the field.
And everybody, nobody knows where it is.
No, jeez.
They're guessing it's home plate, but they don't want to make a $10,000 mistake.
No.
Open it up and it'll not be there.
And that would be the everybody's first guess, of course. You're right. But
home plate, the mound. I don't think the mound.
I think it could be out in the outfield, too, some who knows. I mean,
and nobody remembers him. Coach Chambers passed away a couple of years ago, so
yeah.
It's going to be a tough. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
And nobody found a memoir of his or anything anything, huh?
No breadcrumbs. No clues.
Wow.
Yep. But, yeah, it's a good time. All colleges across America. A lot of colleges started last week, this week.
Yeah.
We start next week. A lot start next week. You know, we're lucky enough to have a lot of local Vegas kids that we get to know each other in the summer. Yeah. A little bit of a competitive advantage. It's one of the competitive advantages of having all local kids,
yeah.
Which I don't know if I brought up in a show yet, is we have 100% Vegas kids this year.
This year, yeah.
First time ever for me.
Well, you got some players.
Yep.
You got some players. That's for sure. You got some size, some length.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
You got some length that can bring the ball up court.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be another exciting season. Can't wait.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be here before you know it, and then gonna be over before
you
know
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I had a couple of the sophomores come in the gym, come up to the office after the meeting, and just already getting emotional because it's the beginning. You know, it's the last meeting they'll have. They're starting to go. It's the last this. It's the last that. And I'm like, you guys, you just got to treat every day like a gift. You know, there's a lot of ways this could go, and almost all of it's up to you.
Yeah.
Not me. Not your teammates. You.
Yeah.
And if we all get on the same page and you enjoy it, giving everything you got, so it's good. It's good to have those conversations. And, you know, it's funny. Every year it's very emotional when you leave these players. Whether you're in a high school and it's senior night with seniors or a JUCO with sophomores, you know, it's hard for coaches, man.
Oh, yeah.
I lose a group of kids every year that, you know, spend a lot of time in the gym. Like Leah Mitchell this year. This is her third year because of an injury. And, you know, some of these kids are like family. Like, and so it's emotional. And it's, you know, I think coaching is a calling for all coaches. And I take that role and responsibility so seriously. I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love that this is,
this
is my job being in the gym, right? Assistant athletic director. I get to come out here, support the volleyball team.
Yep.
I don't know what we'll get on that. We'll get some clips off of this one and try to hype up the volleyball team a little bit. But, you know, this is my time off. I'm not even working right now. We're doing the podcast. And we're here, you know, watching some good volleyball, some good college volleyball. How about your brothers? Did they play any other sports that would be? I gave you my brothers.
Yeah, we all played. We all did basketball, football, baseball.
Oh, nice.
We all did it.
A trifecta.
Yeah, we all did the. I think Fee might have got into playing basketball a little bit after Derek and I. We all did the baseball. That was our first thing, was baseball.
Yeah.
Feed, obviously, being the oldest, he did football. I think that might have been Felix's first was football.
Okay.
Back east, right?
Man.
It was football. But yeah, and then we all, you know, then when we got older, we were out of high school and every other thing. But we were all in the same city league basketball team and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's priceless.
And then we all played softball together. See, Derek and Felix always played on the same softball team on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Derek and I played on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
So Derek had the best of both worlds there.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually, Fee would play with us on Sundays, and then I would play with them on Saturdays.
Yeah.
We all got to play together.
Awesome.
Which was awesome, right? Always cherished that moment. I always said, man, I got it good.
Yeah.
I'm playing softball with both my brothers, same team.
How about that?
Friends of ours.
Yeah.
But
good time. Softball is such a great a friend activity, just such a great social sport at that age, too. My brother and I got to play a ton of, you know, men's leagues. And, of course, George Thomas is like a third brother to us. And the three of us together, we just had so many little weapons.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, sometimes we may not have been better than the other teams, but we were so connected.
Yeah.
It was tough to beat
us.
And then we added in some players. But, getting to play with my brother was fun. I regret, you know, my dad passed early, but the last sport I saw my dad play was actually volleyball.
Okay.
Down at the Bourne Community Building, the old community building, they used to call it the U. I used to go with my dad and watch him play men's volleyball and jump out of the gym and just pound that thing. And he had to have been 40, early 40s, late 30s.
Yeah.
Man, he could go. He could play.
Ah, that's awesome.
But I never saw him play basketball. And that was his sport. But he was also a football player. My Uncle Bill was an incredible football player.
Okay.
Timeout White. The alumni. So now why do alumni always do so well when they come into play? Like, it always seems like alumni play well.
I mean, they still got it, obviously.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they don't want to be competitive. They don't want to get beat.
You want to let the new ones know, hey, we were here first.
Yeah, they don't want to get beat to the younger group.
Yeah, no, I love it. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good stuff. So we got a Brett, like you said, Brett Taylor sighting over there at the corner of the gym. You can definitely see Brett and see if he catches his attention. Our guest on the show last week, I told him, let's see if I can get him. I told him, I missed so many, you know, I had little quizzes for you guys, like the golf one. I had an athletic training one for him.
Oh.
I know.
Well, we'll get him back on.
Oh, we're going to get him back on.
He'd love to be back on,
For sure. And then we'll go back to the, I guess we're going to have a show in a couple of days. We're going to go back to the Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We'll probably shoot for Tuesday again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tuesday's probably the better day, especially since Monday is the first day of practice.
Yeah, I was going to say, first day,
And it's probably going to have to be later now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because we finish practice at 5. You're always welcome. Come in and watch the end of practice. Rip. Out of bounds.
I'm off Monday, Tuesday, so that works.
Yep. Good stuff. No, exciting.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what. 46 minutes. We're not going the full 50 here. Big shout out to Coach K putting this event together. Got a nice crowd over here. Not sure if the camera can see it. I have no clue how this audio is going to come out. But based on what I can see here, got some scrappy players, got some talented players.
Yeah.
They're only going to get better. The cohesion's going to come the more they play.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know, volleyball is just like most sports, it's a game of reps, right? You just gotta play. So this is good. I was talking to Brett and I heard him say how enthused and how excited the girls were to play tonight, because you do all that preseason work.
Yeah.
You want to play against some live bodies.
Yeah.
So good for them. I'm excited to see how this comes out. And
they look good. Right,
coming
anyway,
after them. I got coach.
Yeah, they look good here. I mean, they're playing hard.
And it's a short season. You know, I always say basketball's a long season. So we go over a week, span two semesters. You know, we got Christmas breaks and Thanksgiving breaks and blah, blah, blah. Volleyball is so fast. They start, their first match is September 12th.
Oh, wow.
And they're done October 28th.
Yeah. Boom. Month and a half, yeah.
When they start playing, it's over before you. I mean, it is fast.
Yeah.
So excited to see them go. And, we'll be back next week and be back in our familiar setting, I think.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. Yeah, hey, either way. Yeah. We'll find out and see how this went.
Yeah.
So now we know what we can do and can't do.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Awesome.
But yeah, thank you guys. Give a quick shout out to Rocket. It was his birthday Sunday.
Hey, Rocket.
Shout out to Dad. It's his birthday this Sunday.
Yeah. Party time, fellas.
That's right.
Party time. All right, you guys have a great birthday.
We'll see
you guys next week on the Beautiful Pool Show. See ya.
Thank you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.